On the show today, we have Maryland DC Credit Union Association President and CEO, John Bratsakis, talking about Credit Union Miracle Day and the Cherry Blossom Run, so check it out. Today's program, we have Mr. John Bratsakis from the Maryland DC Credit Union Association President, CEO, and also Credit Union Miracle Day board member, which we'll be talking about today, along with the Cherry Blossom Run. Oh my gosh, what an introduction. Welcome to the show, John.
That sounds a lot better. I should have you do that more often.
Exactly. I mean, your business card must be like that big, you know, just carry all that stuff around. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. We appreciate it. We're talking about the Cherry Blossom Run today and Credit Union Miracle Day. I mean, to kick things off, tell us about, there might be a few new people in the credit union industry who may not be too familiar with this stuff, but Can you give us a quick synopsis of Credit Union Miracle Day and then kind of segue into the Cherry Blossom Run?
Sure. Credit Union Miracle Day. So for me, I've been here and been involved with the race for, this will be my fifth race that I've been involved.
Okay.
So coming from outside of the area, it was, you would hear about the Cherry Blossom race, and then now you kind of see the effect of it. And I think CUMD, I'm a new board member, And that was an opportunity to kind of, you know, look at as the other races that have been kind of created, you know, the races overseas, the Sactown 10 that's become very popular out in California, and they've really just taken that and run with it, and no pun intended, but done a great job.
Nice.
And, Diana and her team and everyone out there that's engaged in that has just done a fantastic job. And Miracle Day was your kind of overarching and looking at ways to do things and really get the message out about what credit unions do on behalf of, you know, children's hospitals and, you know, the different work that's done. And on that day, there's those races, which just raise, you know, almost millions of dollars over the years.
A lot of dough. That's, yes, indeed.
Really fantastic.
So what's in store for runners this time around? Do you is there anything different going on other than just getting out there and shivering a little bit and running amongst the cherry blossoms?
Hopefully the weather will be better, so nothing will get blown over, and the tents will be there, and the racers will be able to actually run instead of just fight the wind. But I think, you know, this year we're doing some different things. We're going to have a kids run. We're going to move that to Saturday. That's going to be a little bit different. We're looking at the race, hopefully. It's been amazing over the last couple of years. Some of the changes, whether it's weather, there was a traffic accident a couple of years ago.
Oh, no.
We had the race folks change the race and had to reroute an hour before the race.
Wow.
Seems the excitement takes care of itself outside of the race, which in and of itself is exciting.
Well, there's going to be a lot. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Out there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you, John. I apologize. What was that? What was the last part?
Oh no, I was just saying. You know, the race itself is pretty exciting to see. 20,000 some runners out there celebrating and running.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of new faces out there with the whole. You know, with because you know, obviously, the congressional or government folks get out there and run and stuff like that. And so there may be a few new faces out there who may not be too familiar with credit. And so that's another way of getting in front of, you know, your representatives as well. So, I mean, it's kind of like a, you know, the old well-worn cliche, a win-win type of thing for credit unions.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, one thing that's really amazing, right? There's 660 staffers and people from congressional offices ran in the race.
Wow, that's a lot.
Not to mention 200... members of Congress and the Senate were, you know, honorary race chairs.
Mm-hmm.
So that really is, I think, differentiating for credit unions. It's an opportunity for us to really show an example with all the work that credit unions do, mm-hmm. millions of dollars that credit unions raise. And when we go talk to Congress, it's an opportunity to talk about the demonstration of credit unions giving back to the community, not just all the work we do financially for our members, but also for the communities that we're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, oh, by the way, are you going to run?
Right.
In that little 10K race?
Yeah, and everybody knows it, so that's the good news.
Yeah, like you said earlier at the top of the show, hopefully the weather, you know, cooperates, because there's nothing more beautiful than those cherry blossoms when they bloom. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And to run amongst that, I mean, it's really cool. So
yeah, it is. 2 years ago, it couldn't have been timed more beautifully. It was that weekend was when they bloomed, and it was really something special to see.
So why is this race so important to credit unions? I mean, obviously we touched on it with congressional staffers and all the government employees and stuff running in that and getting out there. Are there other reasons why it's important to credit unions? I mean, it sounds like it's in their wheelhouse to do something like this.
It is, and I think it's a great example of collaboration. I mean, credit unions from all over the region get together, and it shows how credit unions collaborate, work together, mm-hmm. you know, really for a common message to the public about the work that credit unions do. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, we all know that, you know, Credit Unions for Kids is the third largest donor to Children's Miracle Network in the country next to Walmart and Costco. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty impressive work that credit unions do and put together. And that's what I think is a little bit different. You know, it's a message that we can take to Congress. It's a message that we can take to the public in general mm-hmm. about what credit unions do.
Yeah. And like you said, the public, too. I totally forgot about that because this is a really big race in D.C.
Right.
I mean, it makes the news and all this type of stuff. I mean, gosh, what another great avenue to get the word out about credit unions and also kind of the give back message that it sends as well.
Oh, sure. You'll see credit unions everywhere you go. Just last week, we were down at the Rayburn Building down in D.C. on the Hill, and there's, you know, Senate Federal Credit Union and Congressional Federal Credit Union sitting there working with staffers, working with folks, signing them up for the race,
Yeah. Talking
about what credit unions do, working together. I think it's just a great opportunity and a message because during the race, that whole time, credit unions are highlighted, they're shown, and it's very much about what credit unions are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the race does a great job talking about the benefits that are going to the local hospitals, not just here, but that money, you know, gets spread back out to the hospitals in the communities that it's coming from.
Yep.
Not to mention, and I don't want to forget the races that are done overseas, because I think that's really the German races that they've done have mm-hmm. been outstanding.
Yeah, so this is like this is starting to be a global thing now, not just a regional thing, because it's, you know, obviously it's
right.
regional for D.C., then the SAC 10 is, you know, out here on the West Coast. Now we're going global with this. It's just it's a pretty darn good thing, it sounds like.
it is, and I think that it's a way, I think, and that's where, you know, Miracle Day, I think, you know, that's an option, and we've, you know, talked about different things. You know, one suggestion is, can we take one day where all credit unions, you know, we kind of pick a day to really talk about all the work throughout the country that credit unions have done. I think that, you know, there's a lot of interesting ways to do that, but make sure that we get the message so credit unions don't get forgotten about the work that they do.
Indeed. And kind of bringing it back to this race, this particular race, I know it's a regional race, but how mm-hmm. can credit unions get involved? I know there are credit unions in the region that will come in and participate and stuff. Is there a way for other credit unions to kind of participate,
oh, sure.
even though they may not be able to show up, or what can
sure,
they
absolutely.
Do?
Sure, absolutely. We have credit unions that help, that sponsor from all over the country. There's
oh, okay.
credit unions from the Midwest. There's credit unions from, you know, the South that come up and race. And we're able to get race codes for those credit unions that are, you know, sponsors of the race so they can get their folks. I mean, there's teams from back in Chicago that come out to race, just, you know,
sweet.
Shout out to my old hometown area, but they, you know, they come out, folks from North Carolina, from Florida, from Texas, and they're able to get engaged. And I think what's interesting is the race really is, at times, it's been, I think just 2 years ago was the last time, it was the National Women's 10-mile U.S. Championship race.
Oh, really?
So it's not just regional, it's national, and it grabs people from all over, elite racers from Kenya,
yeah,
Olympic
the professionals.
Gold medalists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the professionals race, I think that's one of the other really interesting parts is, you know, Mary Decker was here, you know, she comes out, Bill Brooks, we've got all these different racers that come out and promote it, and it's pretty interesting. I mean, there's gold medalists that are out here, other Olympic medalists come out, and it's really a sight to see when those elite racers take off, and 44 minutes yeah. later, they're coming through the finish line.
And they're still running like they just left the finish line, I mean, left the starting line. It's amazing. It's like, where do you get this energy? My gosh.
Exactly.
What are
exactly.
you drinking? What are you eating that I want? You know, so.
It's kind of scary that last flight goes off and boom, those elite runners are finishing.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, so look at the bigger picture. What are your goals? Obviously, get the word out about credit unions, raise some money for the Children's Miracle Network, hospitals. Any other big time goals to cover for this event?
I still get back to it. I think one of the things we sometimes forget is the impact that we can have. You know, we've got, you know, coming up now, obviously, is we've got GAC coming up with, you know, CUNY leagues will all be dissenting on GAC, and it's another opportunity to remind Congress of what credit unions do. And I think that's one of those things that when we go into the office, we always talk about issues that are important, but now we also can talk about throughout the country, you know, here's something we've done to really help and affect communities that are in different legislative districts that are meaningful yeah. to them. And it shows the power of collaboration, the power of, you know, what it means to be a cooperative.
And you can bring a pair of running shoes and throw it on their desk and go, hey, come run with us, all right?
Exactly. We're out there knocking on the door. So.
Exactly. And that's a metaphor, yeah. Come run with us as well. So, hey, I digress. So, all right, I'm saving the most important question for the last question here. Do you have any secret strategies, John Bratsakis, on this race? What does it take to win this race?
Well, it would take someone other than me to win the race. So I'll be rooting people on. Okay. I think what it takes to get in the race and finish, I think, is a win for pretty much anyone. But if you're going to finish this race and you want to win the race, you're going to have to really get to some training.
Indeed, yeah. I'm just joking with you.
one great shout out I have to say is last year, the fastest credit union runner from FRB Credit, Federal Credit Union.
Yeah.
The fastest runner was in the top 10 of all runners.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool to see a credit union representing like that.
Now
so
that's really saying something. Up there with the professionals and stuff. Holy
yeah.
smokes.
Yeah,
wow.
they really ran really well. The professionals are just unbelievable, those top 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty
cool
to watch. Well, cool. Well, the whole point of this is to get people out there to participate, not only just credit unions, but everybody get out there and run and then just give back to credit unions for kids or the Children's Miracle Network hospitals and then just, an awareness message for credit unions. It's just such an all good event.
Right.
There's nothing bad about it.
No, and you get to see the sunrise over, the monuments, which is another beautiful opportunity and a real big advantage.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's a great family event.
Yep, indeed. Well, all right. Well, John, we will definitely see you out there, running shoes or not, but we'll definitely see you out there.
Sounds great.
Hopefully the weather will be cooperating and it'll be a lovely day and the cherry blossoms will be blooming and it'll be a fun time.
Outstanding. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, John. Anytime. Look forward to it.